I'm News Director Tom Tingerthal, and this is Cop Talk, a program to keep you informed on what is happening with local law enforcement. My guest today is Chillicothe Police Chief John Maples, and we're taking a look back at 2019. Overall for the year, how were things going for the department?
For 2019, things are going amazing. We've had a lot of community support, and we've accomplished a lot through 2019. It's been a breakthrough year for our department for several reasons.
What are some of the big cases you had during the year?
This year we had, it seemed like we had an uptick in child victim cases. And so our detective would take those and run with them. And she was pretty thorough on them and got them sent up to the prosecutor and got several convictions. And some of the cases are still going through court. But our main goal on those is to protect the child and make sure they have what they need and are not victimized any longer.
Were there any big arrests as far as numbers or, type of crime?
We focused more of our attention this year on some of the narcotics. We have an issue here in town that we have a grasp on, and so they've teamed up, the patrol have teamed up, and we made several drug busts throughout the year, but the last day we made one of our biggest and got some of our biggest drug dealers put behind bars and sent through the court system. So that was a major breakthrough for our department.
The press release on that one talked about right around 100 grams of methamphetamine. In simple terms, what does that mean? Is that quite a bit, or is that something that people would see quite often?
Through investigations, when I was detective, you would see maybe 3 to 10 grams around town and through different dealers. But this one was measured in ounces. Of course, we put over 100 grams, but that street value is about $4,500, and that's major for Chillicothe to have one person have that much or a group of people have that much.
What about other crimes? Have there been an uptick on any of the categories?
Right now, we're just finishing our end-of-the-year numbers, and everything looks about normal as they are. Our goal is to eventually lower those through proactive patrol. But right now, the major thing is the calls for service are up 1,000 from last year, and our incident reports are up about 100, which is quite a bit for incident reports because those take a while to finish and complete.
Yeah. What about some of the good news for the department? You've had much more interaction with the community. I know that's one of the things that you really have been striving for. Has that helped the officers work with the community?
That's been amazing. We've created so many partnerships within the community and through the citizens and through other departments and City Hall. We've created great partnerships, and I believe that's what it's all about. At the end of the year, the last day, we had a department meeting, and I try to keep the morale up and talk about that kind of stuff. And also had one of the victims from one of our recent cases come and explain to the patrol officers and the sergeants the importance of the service that they provide this community. And so that was really a breakthrough for our department this year, is the service that we provide the community, and that we are going to now focus on 2020 to provide a higher level of service as well.
Visibility in the community is also a big thing that I hear about. The officers can be seen and found at different locations. Just being on the street a little bit more often, I know that can have a deterrent effect. Is that true?
That is correct. My goal when I became chief was to put the officers on the street more, keep them seen and visible. And so it's working. I believe we've proactively deterred crime and traffic enforcement through that. And part of that is from the city providing the funds and equipment that we need to be better at what we do.
Some of that equipment you're getting replaced here in the next, hopefully next month, some new police cars.
We are the city's provided 5 new police cars, and that's major for us because what we have starting to run down, and we're always having to complete maintenance on them, and so that was major. And those patrol cars are the patrolman's offices, you know, that they conduct their business in that patrol car.
Recently, it was announced that 2 new officers have been approved, and they're not going to be hired at the same time. You're in the process of hiring one at this point right now.
We are in the process of hiring a police officer, and the city has listened to us. Our guys have been stretched thin, and they listened to us, and they blessed us with be able to hire 2 new police officers, and that's going to just add to our department and make things better. You're going to see officers out more. You're going to see the officers being better taken care of because they're not going to be stretched thin.
When you're hiring, you guys are looking for the right fit for the department. Why is that important?
For me to look for police officers, I feel like myself and my leadership team are really picky. Chillicothe is an amazing community and it's unique. And so I have a certain fit that I want, a certain mold that I want as a police officer, and that's a well-rounded police officer with a good personality and to be able to someone that respects the citizens and able to work with the citizens and the suspects. You know, I want someone fair, and so we're being pretty picky in our choosing of that position.
That is Chillicothe Police Chief John Maples, and this is Cop Talk.